It's time now for live high school basketball on WCDO. And to call all the action, here's Greg Davey.
Thank you. Good evening and welcome to live Chi-Town High School basketball on your local sports leader, WCDO. Back in the saddle again, Greg Davey, broadcasting from Sydney High School for the first of two nights in a row where Sydney and Bainbridge Guilford will be facing each other. First in the girls' action tonight in a MAC ball game between a team that did not have much in terms of expectation and returning points and experience, but have won seven in a row, the Bainbridge Guilford Lady Bobcats against the Sydney Lady Warriors, who have a lot of have all but one of their players being a junior, the other a senior, having an up and down year, losing some close games, but also winning two of their last three. So we've got a positive outlook for both teams coming into tonight's game as we get ready for yet another excellent ball game tonight. There's some personnel things to talk about. There's also some recaps from recent games. And, of course, my goodness, two great games in my absence. Unadilla Valley with a win over Harpersville and Harpersville's home court, and then Sydney going to Unitigo and upending the Spartans. So UV and Unitigo on top of the girls, and it's Sydney all alone on top in the boys' MAC. But there's lots more to talk about in terms of that. We start our broadcast with the Chambers and O'Hara Auto Center tip-off show, brought to you by Chambers and O'Hara Auto Center, Route 7 of Riverside, Sydney, with all the transportation needs you got covered, including daily rentals and an expert service department. 563-4311. Chambers and O'Hara wishes the coaches, players, and fans of both teams the best in tonight's ballgame. That would be Coach Bob Conway and the BG Lady Bobcats, Coach Brad Aldrich and the Sydney Lady Wars. Hard to believe it's been almost 2 weeks. Tomorrow would have been 2 weeks since doing that big Unitigo upset over Harpersville. And then Unadilla Valley, of course, with Nate Lowell on the microphone coming right back. So a rare two-game loss for Harpersville. So that evens the playing field over in the girls. So these two teams are both in the mix. Sydney in the middle of the mix, maybe on the middle bottom section, and BG actually creeping up into the third or fourth spot. I'll have to get that confirmed by Bob Conway during commercial break. So why don't we take that now? We'll hear from our main sponsor, Chambers and O'Hara, as well as some of our other great sponsors as we get ready for live Tri-Town High School basketball, Sydney BG girls on WCDL.
Cork O'Hara invites you to experience the difference when you shop for your next car, truck, van, or SUV at Chambers and O'Hara, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. We are so confident in the quality of our vehicles at Chambers and O'Hara that we will give you a lifetime engine warranty on any vehicle. That's right, a lifetime engine warranty. So stop by for the best deal on your next vehicle, and Eli Kelly will assist you with all of your financing needs. Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7, Riverside in Sydney. Call 563-4311 or check us online at chambersohara.com. Some restrictions may apply on lifetime warranty.
I love newness. I find newness often goes hand in hand with awesomeness, which brings me to McDonald's Dollar Menu. For years, it's been my go-to menu, especially when they offer something new. The Grilled Onion Cheddar, the newest taste for just a buck. 100% beef patty, a slice of white cheddar, caramelized onions. Newness, definitely awesomeness, resulting in happiness.
Every day, as always, there's a lot to love for a little on McDonald's Dollar Menu. A la carte only. Prices and participation may vary.
So, I hear McDonald's has any size soft drink, sweet tea, or premium roast coffee for just a dollar.
All day?
Yeah.
So I can get any of those drinks at McDonald's for a dollar right now?
Yes.
What about now?
Yep.
What about now?
Yes, 24 hours a day, any size, just a dollar.
Whoa.
Satisfy your thirst with McDonald's any size soft drink, sweet tea, or premium roast coffee for just $1. All day, every day.
Ooh, even now?
Even now.
Many locations open 24 hours. Prices and participation may vary.
At NBT Bank, we're committed to delivering the best in community banking. That's why we introduced iStrive, banking for youth and young adults. iStrive offers free checking, debit, and savings accounts that help you build and manage your personal finances, and will be there every step of the way to help you grow your money skills. At NBT Bank, we're as committed as you are to achieving your goals. Visit nbtbank.com/iStrive or call 800-NBT-BANK today. NBT Bank, member FDIC.
For 85 years, the people of Maravito have delivered. energy, fuel, and food, service when you need it. We're your neighbors, your community partners. Throughout the region, you'll find Morabito people who care about the same things you do. Some you'll find in trucks, some in our stores, some you'll talk to on the phone. You'll find them all friendly, caring, and ready to help. And that's why we're celebrating 85 years. Morabito, our people make energy different.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Waste Recovery Enterprises in Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Bellevue Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. Waste Recovery also has bulk rock salt for the winter, the area's most trusted and diversified source for all your disposal needs. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Welcome back. Greg Davey back here. I won't say much about my Las Vegas trip because, as you know, the old adage about what goes on in Vegas stays in Vegas. Actually, it was a licensed sports show. And I got to chat a little bit with Jim Kelly, the former Buffalo Bills, and remember the Houston Gamblers? I brought that up to him. And Herschel Walker was there. Did not get to meet him, but I did see him. And good time, very fast. I did get to listen to the Tuesday night game that Dave Smith and Nate Lull did at Harpersville. And, boy, that was a nail-biter coming down to the end. And Miranda Drummond just missing her 1,000th point chance, and she wound up getting it, of course, against Afton on Friday night. But it was right down to the wire, and a nice comeback for Unadilla Valley, who did make a statement that they wanted to be in the thick of things. It's Harpersville, Unadilla Valley, and Unitigo, but guess who squeaked into number four? The Bainbridge Guilford Lady Bobcats. They started the season a lowly 1-5 and 1-2 in the MAC competition. They have since reeled off five straight, including wins over Windsor and Marathon in the Kozalski tournament, which is one of the longest girls basketball tournaments in the state. Then they defeated, right before that, they defeated Hancock before the finals against Marathon. They've since defeated Deposit 52-26. They went to Walton and put a 28-10 second half beating on Walton, with 45-22 being the final score. It was tight up into that point. They then defeated Oxford 40-17, including shutting out the Lady Blackhawks 7-0 in the third quarter. And then came Green a week ago tonight. They played on Thursday, that day after, I guess what I understand, was a snow day for just about everybody. That game home against Green, the winning score, 26-23. I'll repeat it, 26-23. When BG has scored 26 points this year, they are 2-1. They had a win over Hancock and a win over Green. They went 4-for-12 from the line. Morgan Bullis had half of her team's points of 13, but the 11-5 third quarter rush won it for the Bobcats, and only 6 points were scored in the fourth quarter. Can you imagine that? 4 by Green, 2 by BG. They held on to win to go 8-5 on the season, 6-2 in the MAC. So they really do, they're actually tied with Harpersville right now for third place in the league behind Unitigo and Unadilla Valley. What an interesting Final Four this could be if it's those four teams. For Sydney, they come in with a record of 3-9. They are 3-5 in the league. But as I said, they've won two of their last three. They had their season high of 51 points in a home win against Deposit a week ago Tuesday, 51-31. Riley Jadong with a career-high 14 points. And Kelsey Decker had 19, including 2 3-pointers. Brianna McLennan made it 3 in double figures, the first time that's happened this season for Sydney, with 10 points. And let's see, then they lost. Before that, they had defeated Delhi 44-29. Decker and McLennan both with 14. By the way, at Unitigo on the 17th, a week ago, losing 54-32. They kept in the game in that first half, and Unitigo put it away with a very defense-oriented second half of pressure. 5-for-11 for Sydney in that game at the free throw line. Kelsey Decker with 12 points. And Hannah Wood with a career high of 8 points. Not known as a scorer, Hannah is much more of a defensive person. It'll be interesting tonight to see what happens as BG will not start Abby Smith in tonight's ball game. She is normally the point guard, and she will play. She's not injured. She is sitting out due to team rules. And Megan Ferreira, I believe, would have been the other starter. She is also not starting. But good news for BG, they have their top player from a year ago, Alyssa Rivera, who was a freshman last year and played a lot. She is back from a bout with mono. So she's back as a 5'6 sophomore. She'll wear number 15. Going to take another break when we come back. Here's what's going on. They're going to have an anthem, and then I'm going to say the starting lineups for both teams tonight. So I know who's starting, and you don't, but I'll make that all possible. You're listening to Sydney BG, the Chambers on Hair tip-off show, part of live Tri-Town High School Basketball on WCDO.
At Catskill Travel in Sydney, travel is our business. No matter what type of travel you require, you can count on us for the lowest applicable fares and best travel options. Catskill Travel specializes in exciting cruises to anywhere in the world, and we offer exceptional rates through our discount cruise affiliation. Ask about leisure cruise packages for popular destinations like Disney World, the Caribbean, and Mexico. When it's time for your next trip, see the people who know travel. Catskill Travel. Call 563-2156.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley on Route 8 in Bainbridge proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and soft woods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light, and proudly supporting our area's local athletes.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 at AM 1490, WCDO.
All right. Boy, they're short-handed here tonight at Sydney, because I'll be announcing the starting lineup, but they have nobody to read the script for the sportsmanships. So I think Chris Haynes may do that. I don't know. But I had volunteered to do the starting lineup because it sounds kind of cool on the radio. And I don't mind doing that at all. I just can't read the sportsmanship script, I guess, is the best way to say it. So anyway, talking more about this season as it unfolds, we'll have the boys game tomorrow night, Sydney and BG, and I believe it was Harry Graves who did the boys game a week ago on Friday, where Sydney traveled to Unitigo for the second time in 3 years and beat Unitigo on their home court. Not quite as dramatic this time. If you remember, three years ago, I went up. It was the year that Travis Woods and Dan Shelton were juniors. Phil Youngs was a sophomore. And Dylan Umbra for Sydney was a senior. Alex Heil, Tanner Westcott, that crew. And both teams, I believe, were undefeated going into that game. And they had not flipped the switch outside from the football field to the gym. So they did not have a real phone. I tried to use the cell phone, and the coverage there was terrible. So I texted Joe Gardner as fast as I could with everything, and Joe took it from there and put stuff on the air. Kind of funny. But last year, it was actually in Unitigo as well, so I think they played there 3 years. And last year, I know there was an overflow crowd. People were in the cafeteria watching on a cable TV. All right, so we're down to a minute, and we'll see what they've got in store here. Sydney in their home white with maroon trim. The JV game, by the way, won by Sydney 40-25. They were done with that game quite quickly. BG with the large Bobcats across the chest and white numbers and accents upon the royal or the navy blue. So they're going to read. Hopefully, did you find somebody to read the sportsmanship? Okay, and then we'll do the anthem. So yeah, we'll talk right down into that. And a lot of heads looking around, going, "Who's doing what? Who's doing what?" But two games in a row here: Sydney BG girls tonight, Sydney BG boys tomorrow night, and then there will be a couple of games next week. One, I believe, in Unadilla Valley. I'll get my schedule out. I've been trying to Once back from Vegas, I have been trying to get all this stuff updated. There it is. Let's see, next Wednesday, the 30th, BG at Unadilla Valley Girls. That's a 7:15 start. Unadilla Valley at Unitigo Boys, Thursday the 31st. And then, not sure when UV and Unitigo Girls play, but that should be a game we do too, right? And then the 7th, that's a Thursday, it'll be the girls' semifinal. Friday will be a boys' semifinal, February 8th. And Saturday, the 16th of February, coming up sooner than we think, the MAC Championships at SUNY Oneonta's Alumni Gym. The girls and boys don't know who's going first, and they double up with the Tri-Valley. So let's take a very short break. We'll be back with the starting lineups in just a moment.
When the cold weather hits, it's hard not to think about the heating season and the cost of heating your home or business. Kurt Gardner from Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney reminds you that there are ways you can save money during the heating season. By annual cleaning and maintenance checks of your heating system, you can extend its life. Kirk also offers plumbing, electric work, and carpentry, from minor home repairs to complete remodeling of your home or business. For professional, quality work at reasonable prices, call 349-0831. That's 349-0831 for Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney.
When you go to a local ball game or a school concert or play, you're supporting your children and your community. When you give to the local hospital fundraising and other local charitable groups, you're contributing to the quality of all our lives. Right beside you, you'll find our member owners and our credit union's resources working for the life we live and helping to make it better. SFCU, federally insured by NCUA. We're all about you.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Sydney High School, home of the Sydney Warriors. Tonight's ball game in the Mid-State Athletic Conference between the Bainbridge Guilford Lady Bobcats and Coach Bob Conway and the Sydney Lady Warriors, coached by Mr. Brad Aldrich. First for the Bainbridge Guilford Lady Bobcats, a sophomore, 5'9", number 14, Morgan Bullis. A 5'5 junior, number 20, Alexis Page. A 5'5 senior, number 21, Caitlin Vandermark. A sophomore, 5'6, number 33, Taylor Palmatier. And a senior, 5'10, number 42, Tori Reifenberg. Good luck, Bobcats. And now the starting lineup for your Sydney Lady Warriors. A 5 foot junior, number 1, Riley Janung. A 5'8 junior, number 11, Bethany Carl. A 5'6 junior, number 14, Taylor Crum. A 6 foot junior, number 15, Kelsey Decker. And a 5'11 senior, number 23, Brianna McLennan. Good luck, Lady Warriors. All right. Makeshift announcements here. They're doing the sportsmanship now, so that gives me a chance to repeat the starting lineups and also let you know that at the Maravito Energy Products Halftime Report, we will have an interview with Coach Lorraine Fleisig, former Sydney varsity basketball girls coach, taking that team to the state finals in 2002, but more notably a longtime tennis coach for boys and girls, and her team this year was the lone Sydney representative in New York State scholar-athlete teams for the 2012 fall season. So congratulations to her, I'm not singling out Sydney. I am singling out Sydney tonight. There were other teams, BG, Unitigo, Harpersville, Afton, of course, that did win scholar-athlete awards. And when we get to those gyms, I'll try to pinpoint them as well. But tennis is one of those sports that just does not get recognition, so we're going to try to make that right tonight. All right, it's BG going left to right. Sydney going right to left. They'll switch at halftime to go to their closer benches. As is tradition, here we go. The tip is up, and it's controlled by Ducker over to Taylor Crom, and we are underway at Sydney High School. Battle of local rivals that has seen a historic a historic run, and Riley Janung tries to create a little bit of history by making the very first shot of the game. A little jumper from the right elbow that makes it 2-0 Sydney. So Janung with 14 points in a recent game, her career high. Sydney gets the ball back on a turnover, and I think I'm all caught up now. There's a tie-up inside as McLennan and Tori Reifenberg held onto the ball at the same time. So because Sydney won the tip, of course, BG will get the ball now, and Sydney is going to start with some press, and they're going to trap in the corners where they can because Abby Smith not being in the game, there's no point guard, and that leads to a turnover where Bethany Carl gets the ball on a turnover and scores, making it 4-0 Sydney. The Warriors, Coach Brad Aldridge with a good idea. There's a ball batted away by number one, Riley Janung, and the ball went out of bounds, so BG gets it right back. Trying to get myself in that basketball mode. BG with the inbounds. Oh, nice pass over the top to Morgan Bullish. She's going to come down one-on-one with McLennan off the glass. She's fouled, and that's one way to beat the press, especially when they overload up by the first 10 feet in bounds. So Sydney out to the 4-0 lead before BG even gets down on their end, but now with McLennan's foul, that puts Bullis at the line to shoot two. She is their leading scorer for the Bobcats, averaging just into double figures. A little bit over 10 points per game. First shot missed, second shot a lot closer, but it missed, and the rebound to Taylor Crom. So right away, Sydney trying to establish superiority as they go into it against the zone defense. Janung passes over to the left side. A little jumper by Carl that misses. McLennan with a rebound. Kicks it out to Janung. Now they pass it inside for Decker. She turns and puts it up, and it's on the other side of the backboard. That's because it was blocked. So Carl passed up a shot, a wide-open three-point shot, trying to go inside to Kelsey Decker. Inside to McLennan. It dances around the rim for a bit, and then it goes down. So McLennan with a basket, making it 6-0 Sydney. And Carl almost saved that ball on a steal attempt as they challenge the Bobcats, who are without their starting point guard, Abby Smith. She will be playing, though. It might be because of team rules of first quarter benching, I'm not sure. But I know in the past that Bob Conway has done that with his players, did not matter what status they had on the team. I can remember some of the very, very good BG teams. Somebody would miss a practice, whether it was illness or whatever, has to sit out the first quarter. That's just the way it is. So 6.5 to go in the first quarter. Sydney 6, BG nothing, and the Bobcats have not attempted a try from the field yet. They have missed two free throws. Going inside, driving down is Vandermark. Her shot gets blocked, but a follow-up leads to a foul by Bethany Carl, her first. So coming into the game, Megan Ferreira. And they'll set it up to the inbounds for Bullis. They're on the left side. Palmatier with the ball. She's had a couple of double-figure games. Very capable of scoring big. 19 on the shot clock to pass over to a wide-open Alexis Page. 13, now it's Bullis. 13 on the shot clock. Her shot, her runner in the lane that misses. And the rebound to Decker. She'll bring the ball up herself this time. She's been posting low in the offense. She'll be at the top. Going inside for Janung, who is the smallest on the floor, but playing in the post position. McLennan up on top. Now it's Decker for three, but it's short. Rebound to Janung. She goes up for the runner that misses. Battle for the ball. It's out of bounds. BG's ball. Yep, Bethany Carl tried to save it. 6-0 Sydney, 2.5 minutes into the first quarter. And Sydney applying full court pressure. Bullis up the left side, pass Crom. Nice job. Oh, the pass across the lane for Tori Reifenberg, and Reifenberg was cutting to the basket at exactly the time she released the ball. So turn back over to Sydney. Baseball pass up the half court to Decker. Decker back to Carl, who crosses half court. She's going to drive all the way in, stop and pop for the foul line, and it's way off, but McLennan with a rebound can't hang on to the ball. And it's rebounded by Page. Now it's a loose ball going to the Sydney student section on that far side. Bullis tries to get it, stolen away by Carl. And then a tie-up between Janung and Bullis. So now we'll get our first look at Alyssa Rivera, the 5'6 sophomore. Second year of varsity, but her first game back, I believe. Could be second, but talked to Bob Conway a little bit during the JV game, and he said this would be her first game. So 6-0, but BG with the ball. Sydney staying man-to-man defense. Bullis driving a little bit. Decker guarding her from the outside. It is Paul Mateer and trying to drive around Crom. The ball went out of bounds off her foot. Sydney gets the ball right back. 4:46 to go, first quarter. Long pass up ahead, intended for McLennan, but knocked away by Reifenberg. Nice defensive play there. A very mellow start to this ball game, except when Sydney had that press early on. They scored 4 points in the first 20 seconds of the game. Janung and Carl playing catch on the perimeter. Now a travel as Carl was passing inside to Taylor Crom, and just one of those fundamental blunders. 6-0 still, Sydney. But let's keep in mind, even though there's no points scored by BG, they have won two games recently with 26 points. That's almost unheard of. 4:20 to go. Bullis finally dribbles the ball after holding it for what seemed like an eternity. Paul Mateer had one dribble, has to give it back up. Rivera crossing over to the right side. Driving in is Bullis against Decker. Goes up. Oh, help defense by Taylor Crom with a steal. She ripped it right out of Bullis's hands. So Sydney again on transition to the offense. Bad pass to the left side, picked off by Ferreira. Good defensive play inside to Rivera, blocked by Decker, but the ball goes into the hands of number 14, Morgan Bullis, who did not give up on the play. Good hustle by BG. There goes Carl trying to force her way through a double team, and the ball got knocked away. Again into the Sydney section. It looks like Brad Aldrich wants a timeout. 6-2. His team leads BG, 3:38 to go. BG on a 7-game winning streak. And you're listening to Live Tri-Town High School Basketball on WCDL.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support the area's young athletes and wish our local teams the best of luck. Sports plays an important role in students' development into adulthood, and C.H. Landers is happy to be part of WCDO's live game coverage. C.H. Landers has been serving families in distress for over 50 years and will continue to be there for you and your family. C.H. Landers Funeral Home, located at 21 Main Street in Sydney, wishing our local teams the best of luck.
All right, 6-2 is our score, 3:38 to go. Sydney leading Bainbridge Guilford, opening moments of the first quarter, and Sydney's first 4 points came in the first 20 seconds of the ballgame. It has held up so far. A pass from Janung forced inside to Crom, and McLennan came away with the ball. She was not even the recipient of the pass. Another tie-up, that brings it up to... That brings it to Sydney's ball underneath their basket. On the near side is Kelsey Decker to inbound. Sydney setting up the square formation. Decker out to Janung. She's on the left wing. Pass to Crom. Actually off her hand into the hands of Decker. Decker backing in. She goes across the hoop, and it's up and good. First points for the leading scorer, Kelsey Decker, averaging around 13 points a game. And the press breaker is much better this time for BG. There goes Bullis on a run, but it's too hard. Tries to follow up her own shot. Rivera got it instead. Her shot misses off the back iron. Rebound by Crom. Off to Carl. Sydney was just three bench players available tonight. They've lost Dawn Savino and Maesha Davis for the season. So they are down to 8 varsity players. Decker fakes it inside, goes out to Crom. Off her hands, but Janung alert to get the loose ball. Janung kicks it over to Carl, left side shot, nothing but net. It's a 2-pointer. And Bethany Carl now with 4 points, and that's 10-2. Sydney expands to an 8-point lead. Rivera passing quickly to her teammate, Taylor Palmateer, and Carl steps in a little bit late, commits her second foul. Sydney has committed 4 fouls overall, 2 on Bethany Carl, so she'll sit down and Hannah Wood will come in. Wood, a 5'4 junior. Lady Warriors staying in man-to-man defense. Morgan Bullis playing the point right now to Rivera. Gets around Hannah Wood, does not take the shot. Lost control of the ball. Back out to Bullis it goes. 13 on the shot clock. They go to the right side for Palmateer. Now it's Bullis wide open, but misses the shot left. The ball is squirting free, and it should still, and it will still be, Bainbridge Guilford's ball. Went off McLennan's hands. So a rare inbound, but only 2 seconds on the BG offensive shot clock. 1:54 on the game clock. So wherever it goes, Bullis will put it up and nails it. Oh, man, no arc, but it looked like a planned play. Morgan Bullis with both baskets for Bainbridge Guilford. Makes it a 10-4 ball game with a minute 42 left in the first quarter. Coming around a screen is Kelsey Decker on the left side. Bounce pass back to Janung. Across the court to Hannah Wood. She's on the right side. To Janung. She's open for a 15-footer miss. McLennan taps it out to Hannah Wood. Wood in the corner. No shot there. Cross-court pass batted away by Palmateer, but recovered by Decker. Decker to the right side again. Hannah Wood will fire from the outside off the back of the rim. Rebound by Morgan Bullis, but Kelsey Decker doesn't let her get it easy, and it's a possession arrow now in favor of BG. And yet another reason they should be throwing the ball up for a jump ball. And before that, we'll see Caitlin Vandermark back in the ballgame for Alyssa Rivera. She'll see limited moments, I'm sure, because coming back from the mono, that's just naturally going to take away some stamina. Bullis lost control of the ball, but was able to get it back and pass it to Tyler Palmateer. 1:04 to go in the first quarter. BG looking for some more points besides Morgan Bullis. Driving in is Reifenberg, and she draws the second foul on Brianna McLennan. Nice drive to the right side of the basket. And that's second foul on McLennan. On the good side for BG, they have stayed out of any foul calls to this point. And the shot by Tori Reifenberg is up, and swish. 10-5 the score with less than a minute to go. Reifenberg, a 5'10 senior, has her own routine before letting go, and this one will miss. First one made it, tapped out by Vandermark. 55.6 to go. Here comes Sydney, and BG's going to put in a little bit of a press, but Hannah Wood double-teamed. Passes quickly to Crom. Now to Janung, and nobody takes her. Back out to Wood, though. Nobody was taking her until Reifenberg went over there, or Palmateer, rather, and she does it again. Now it's Wood at the foul line. Puts it up. Banked it in. Uh-oh. Basket for Hannah Wood. 12-5. 27 seconds to go. They've taken the shot clock right out of this equation. Sydney playing an inspired first quarter. Still the press. Bullis passes over Janung to Reifenberg, then to Bullis, so they maintain the poise. Decker taking Bullis. That's the best matchup of the night as far as leading scorers of both teams. See how good their defense is. Cross court. Oh, mishandled by BG. And that's with 6.2 seconds to go, an overthrow. It's going to bring it back for Sydney to have a legit chance here with 6 seconds to go to get a decent shot off. Crom will inbound. They go to Decker, trying to get a little momentum up the right side. She's guarded closely. Bounce pass, nice play to McLennan. It goes off the glass. Do they count it? They do count it. McLennan just beats the buzzer. Her second basket, nice pass by Janung. 14-5, Sydney's largest lead of the game. We've got second quarter action coming up shortly. You're listening to Live Tri-Town High School Basketball on WCDO.
Hello, this is Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneonta. Neighbors Insurance describes the friendly help you'll receive from agents who understand the language of insurance. We're the neighbors who can help you choose the right coverage for your insurance needs, auto, home, or business. We also specialize in group health insurance. You can find Neighbors Insurance on Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, and on Main Street in the east end of Oneonta. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
Some auto dealers focus on sales, and others are more focused on service. At Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, you get the complete package. A friendly, knowledgeable, trustworthy sales staff combined with an experienced service department that's second to none. Butler Auto has over 120 vehicles, every make and model, from Hondas, Nissans, and Toyotas to Fords, Chevys, Chryslers, and many more. See the incredible selection at Butler Auto Sales, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. Butler Auto Sales proudly supports high school sports on WCDO.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
Well, Sydney coming in with a 3-win and 9-loss season, 3-5 in the MAC. BG at 8-5, 6-2 over 6-2 in the MAC, 8-5 overall, but winners of 7 straight. And while it's still early, you got to think the way Sydney has played thus far defensively, especially, that mark could be in jeopardy. That streak, I should say. Janung and Hannah Wood playing catch out front. BG playing in a scrambling zone right now into the corner for Janung. Inside to McLennan. Kicks it back out to Janung. They tried to pass inside. Even though McLennan didn't get it, Crom did. Her shot a little bit too hard. Rebound nicely for Bainbridge Guilford's Morgan Bullis, who's done everything so far. Her shot turnaround, though, is blocked by Decker. Is the ball still in? Yes, it is. Bullis can't hit it. She was too far underneath the basket and just kind of threw it up there. Another possession arrow. It's BG's underneath their basket to the near side. That will be number 11, Abby Smith, who's now in the game. So she sat out the required first quarter and is back in the game as the point guard. Left-handed, she goes in the paint, made a shot after the whistle blew and was called for travel. Thought that might have been a foul on Sydney. So Hannah Wood, the double team, a ball batted by Smith. The ball is loose now, and it is picked up by Ferreira. Up ahead, they go to Smith off the pass. Her shot is missed, and Decker, inside position for a rebound, is fouled from behind by Taylor Palmateer. And that'll be BG's first foul at the 7:02 mark of the second quarter. Imagine going foul-free in any quarter. Oh, there's a bad pass by Janung. It's swarmed by Smith, but Janung somehow got it back and didn't give up. Dribbled through a double team. Now her pass again gets deflected or whatever, but Bullis gets it for BG. This time it is a steal. Driving into Smith. Will it be a foul on the floor or on the shot? I think it's on the floor, and that foul will go on Hannah Wood of Sydney. That is her first and the team's sixth. Inbounds it comes to Bullis. Right back to Smith, and the give and go. That's a fixed play. That's a set play, and Bullis gets the finishing basket after the nice pass by Abby Smith. Now BG, I'm sure, holding its breath until Smith could get into the game. She is their ball handler. She is also a terror on the defense, guarding the ball handlers. Now it's Katie Barber coming in, a 5'7 sophomore. She'll come into the game taking the place of Tori Reifenberg. Hannah Wood at the point guard right now for Sydney against this zone. Decker has been held to 2 points. She has not had she's had 1 3-point shot attempt. Wood to the left side now for Janung. 6 on the shot clock and a steal. Janung trying to get the ball back. Crom now has it over to Decker. And Sydney just hustled their way to the foul line. And the foul will go on Abby Smith, who's picked up her first foul, second on BG. At the line, Kelsey Decker. Shot is up and it's good. First time at the foul line for Sydney girls tonight. Second shot. Bounces around, misses, but Taylor Crom right there to put it in. Taylor Crom with her first basket. Six players for Sydney have scored. Nobody has more than 4 points. It's built up to a 17-7 lead for the Sydney Lady Warriors from the outside. Palmateer passes over to Smith. Smith driving in. She'll go up. Lost the ball. Got it back. That's happened a lot tonight to the players on the court tonight. Chenung, however, well, now, was that a violation? No, it was a foul on Smith. A little bit of a head shaker there, but we play on. Hannah Wood, bounce pass to Crom, kicks it out to Chenung. 16-footer right side, too long. Rebound to Bullis on the left side. Bullis comes right up the middle of the floor, pass to Block S at half court. Once again to Palmateer on the right side. Sydney in a man-to-man defense. It is Barber holding the ball, guarded by McLennan. McLennan having to play despite the two fouls, and there's a holding foul that'll be called on Taylor Crom. She got tangled up there with Palmateer, and it will be one-on-one time as Crom gets called for her first personal foul. Sydney is led by Bethany Carl and Brianna McLennan with 4 points each. Bullis, actually the game's leading scorer, was 6, but she's got 6 of her team's 7. So Palmateer at the line, 1-on-1. The first shot is good. Taylor Palmateer, with most of the other BG girls getting off to a slow offensive start, scores her first point, and it's on a 1-and-1, so very important. Second shot is too short. In position for the rebound is Decker. She fields the hop, comes over, shoots down the 3-pointer from the right side, misses. It goes to the left side, and everybody chasing it now. Crom got it to Decker. Bounce pass inside. A little too crowded there. Stolen away by Caitlin Vandermark. I'm sorry, Caitlin Vandermark. Is she on the floor? No, it's Megan Ferreira, 23. 23 and 21 at that point looked the same. 4:34 to go in the first half. 17-8. Sydney leads by 9. There's a foul inside on a Sydney defender. That'll be Decker. And for Decker, that's her first. So Sydney with a 9-point lead, but the fouls are starting to mount for the Lady Warriors. The shot, a two-shot situation now for Morgan Bullis, but she misses the first. And Betsy Holden had been in the lineup recently, so I apologize. She just came back out, replaced by Katie Barber. Misses the second one too. So Bullis 0 for 4 from the line, has 6 points. Her team has 8. They trail Sydney by 9, and the Warriors have the ball. Decker fakes the 3-point from the left side, comes inside and shoots, still too hard. And the rebound to Ferreira. Off to Bullis, and Sydney's taking the pressure defense off. Decker, though, taking her 1-on-1, gives up a little bit of room. Bullis hard charging down the center. A part of the C that time, and Bullis with a nice move for the points and a 17-10 game. Turned back over on the far side at half court. Misplay on the guards of Sydney, and BG gets the ball back. They're not panicking. Lady Bobcats down by 7. Winners of 7 straight, 17-10. 3:50 to go in the first half. We'll have Maravito Energy Products halftime report and a guest, Sydney tennis coach Lorraine Fleising. And a screen or an offensive foul for an illegal screen called on Morgan Bullis of BG, which turns the ball back over to Sydney, who has Wood, Crom, Decker, Chenung, and McLennan in there. Here comes Wood. They ignore her. She dribbles all the way down, passes to McLennan inside. And there was a ball. The ball was batted out of bounds by one of the BG girls. I was blocked out. Sydney's ball this time is Decker inbounding on the far side. She'll go way out for Hannah Wood as the safety to Chenung, to McLennan, right back to Chenung. Nice job for Riley to pick that ball up. Wood fires a pass inside to Crom, but it's picked off. Bullis again with a defensive play. Transitioning, and she does not drive in this time. Goes off to Abby Smith on the left side, misses the shot, gets it again, goes up and scores. So like I said, BG not in a panic. They are chipping away, trailing by as much as 10. They've scored the last five straight points with 3 minutes now to go in the first half. Decker with a ball at the top of the key. Smith gives her a little bit of room. Pass to Janung. Ball scoots on the floor, picked up by Janung. To the left side for Hannah Wood. Around the screen. Still out top. Four on the shot clock. Decker, let's fire for three. It's an air ball. Crom to Janung, and that won't count, even if it went in. Because of the air ball, the shot clock continued on. Nice defensive work by BG that time. And they trail by 5, 17-12, with 2:38 to play in the first half. Sydney reapplying the press. Let's see how much better how much better the BG Bobcats face it. And they did a nice job because the second foul on Taylor Crom. And so at the line will be Abby Smith. Probably their best all-around player. Left-handed shooter. First shot is good. Well, BG, 2, 4, 6, 8, 10. Their ninth shot, 3 for 9. Make it 4 for 10. Smith bags them both. She's got 4 points in the substitution. Alyssa Rivera checks back into the game, replacing Abby Smith for BG. 17-14. It's a 7-point run over this quarter for BG. Decker just avoids a travel. Put the ball on the floor just before getting a travel. Here comes Janung, and she made a nice run, but missed the shot. She had McLennan on the left side, chose to shoot it, missed it. Bullis has the ball now across half court for Bainbridge-Guilford. 2:10 to play. 17-14, Sydney. Trying to work for an upset. It is Rivera, guarded by Wood. Pass back, almost over the half-court line by Bullis. And there is Rivera and Wood tied up for the 50-50 ball, which goes back to Sydney. Well, the Lady Warriors facing a scoring drought right now. It's been about 4 minutes since they put points on the board, and when they did, it was 17-7. It's now 17-14. Wood, nice bounce pass to Decker for three. No, off the front of the rim. Crom thought she had the rebound. Palmateer hustled and got it instead. So here comes the Bobcats, trailing by three with a minute 38 to play in the half. Bullis to the right side for Barber. Barber keeping her pivot foot, passes down low. Janung bothering the pass. Basketball goes out of bounds. It will be Bainbridge-Guilford. With this 12-second shot clock. So Bullis will inbound to the left side. And again, the give and give back. Bullis with an air ball, though, saved by Rivera. She'll dribble out to the left corner. And a foul called on Sydney. That'll be in more shots, and that's Taylor Crom with her third foul. She's gotten all three in this quarter, 17-14, and it's now 10 fouls on Sydney, and that will be two shots for Alyssa Rivera, whose first one falls short. BG certainly had their share of free throws. Sydney has not. They are 1 for 2. A minute 21 left. Second shot is no good. Rebound, McLennan. Well, McLennan thought she had the rebound. Bullis stepped in, but when she stepped in, that foot went on the end line. So break for Sydney. Nicole Smith has taken Taylor Crom's place. That's going to bother Sydney because Crom, one of their better defenders. Long pass by Wood. A gamble down low, but knocked that away by Rivera. Sydney ball 23 on the shot clock. Decker out to Hannah Wood. Wood dribbling at the top of the key to the left side for Janung. BG in a bothersome zone right now. Barber sort of being the anchor down low. Janung bounce pass to Smith. Smith is double teamed and a possession arrow gives it to BG. So the Bobcats make a substitution. Abby Smith comes into the ball game replacing Alyssa Rivera. and both Coach Bob Conway make sure that she gets right back close to JV Coach Tim Mattingly to get back into the game. Probably an offense-defense switch. So it's Smith, playing the point. It was Morgan Bullis for the whole first quarter, so I'm used to that. Bullis now has it on the left side beyond the arc. Dribbles in against Decker. Nice baseline drive by Morgan Bullis. She's got 10 points. It's now 17-16. Decker floats a pass to Hannah Wood. 29 seconds to go. Decker dribbling strong with a right hand to Janung on the right wing. Goes inside off McLennan's hand. Picked up by Smith. Nice pass up ahead to Palmateer. This layup would put them in the lead, and it does. Taylor Palmateer, with the basket, her first of the game, and our first lead change. Sydney trying to get the lead back. 3 seconds to go. Somebody's going to have to shoot it. They go inside to McLennan, off her hands again. And BG worked their tails off. They score 11 points in a row and take the halftime lead 18-17 as we enter a halftime in this very quickly played ball game. So we'll take a break. When we come back, we'll have the Maravito halftime report and a halftime guest. So stick around. It's live Tri-Town High School Basketball on WCDO.
For 85 years, the people of Maravito have delivered energy, fuel, and food, service when you need it. We're your neighbors, your community partners. Throughout the region, you'll find Maravito people who care about the same things you do. Some you'll find in trucks, some in our stores, some you'll talk to on the phone. You'll find them all friendly, caring, and ready to help. And that's why we're celebrating 85 years. Maravito, our people make energy different.
The Egley family and the Egley Machine Company on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney proudly support high school sports on WCDO. The future of our area lies in the hands of our youth, and Egley Machine urges students to work hard in school. It's very important to complete your education, as today's job market is very competitive. No matter what field you're going into, prepare yourself for a prosperous and rewarding career. Egley Machine is a proud Tri-Town company that designs and builds injection molds for the plastics industry and components for a variety of other companies. Egley Machine proudly supports the youth in our communities and is happy to be a part of high school sports on WCDO.
Paper or plastic, boxers or briefs, plasma or LCD.
With so many choices in life, it's good to have a little help, especially when it comes to insurance.
White or wheat?
Vanilla, that's where Meng Insurance Agency represents a number of insurance companies and can help make the choice that's right for you.
Chicken or beef?
So, for the right choice, contact Meng Insurance Agency to help protect what's important to you. Visit Meng online at menginsurance.com to find the location nearest you. Meng is proud to represent fine insurance carriers, including Preferred Mutual Insurance Company, Home Office, New Berlin, New York.
Huff Ice Cream is happy to be a part of live Tri-Town area basketball on WCDO. The friendly folks at Huff Ice Cream support local teams and wish them success. Huff Ice Cream is located in Sydney's Industrial Park and distributes Perry's, Ben & Jerry's, and Nestle's ice cream to area merchants and supermarkets. A proud family business for over 50 years, Huff Ice Cream of Sydney proudly supporting high school basketball on WCDO.
Have you had your vehicle serviced lately? Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney, is your one-stop vehicle service center. Doug Wheeler, Mike Carey, and the skilled technicians at Chambers and O'Hara have the experience and training to service and repair all makes and models of cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs, from oil changes, tires, and inspections, to shocks, brakes, and repairs of any kind. Chambers and O'Hara will do the job right the first time. Give Doug or Mike a call today, 563-4311. Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Okay. All right, welcome back. Greg Davey here at Sydney High School, where it's been the tale of two quarters, where BG trailing 17-7 moments into the second quarter have now scored the last 11 points, and they have taken an 18-17 lead at halftime in our time for, over the Sydney Lady Warriors. And our halftime show brought to you as always by Maravito Energy Products, delivering energy solutions with outstanding customer service. And kudos for their 85th anniversary of putting you first. Call 563-HEAT, that's 563-HEAT H-E-A-T. Quick recap of the scoring. Morgan Bullis, despite 0 for 4 from the free throw line, has scored 10 points and has been the playmaker for Bob Conway's team, going up with 10 points to lead all scorers. Abby Smith sitting out the first quarter, as we mentioned, back playing team ball. She's got 4 points, 2 for 2 from the line. Taylor Palmateer with 3, 1 for 2 from the line. Tori Reifenberg with 1 for 2 from the line. And Alyssa Rivera, back from her bout with mono, has played and 0 for 2 from the line, has not scored. There's 7 field goals, 4 for 12 from the line, 18 points. For Sydney, they have certainly shared the wealth here. Nobody has more than 4 points. That'd be Bethany Carl and Brianna McLennan, but they've gotten into some foul trouble. Kelsey Decker with held to 3 points. Taylor Crom, Hannah Wood, each a basket for 2. Riley Janung, an early basket for 2. 17 points on 8 field goals, 1 for 2 from the free throw line, and no three-pointers made for either team. But all of that now aside, I switch my mindset to the game of tennis and the Australian Open going on right now. So there's been some upsets there. Tennis, you might think locally, is kind of a dying breed. There are some good players, but no doubt, throughout Section 4, but the Mid-State Athletic Conference had such little participation because moving volleyball to the fall made more choices for girls, and tennis has kind of bit that one, but not Sydney. They had 17 girls on the team this year, and I'm joined by Coach Lorraine Fleisig, who longtime both girls and boys coaches at various times in her career here at Sydney. And I might add a BG graduate. So, yes, you take that. I'm sorry. And first of all, another fine season, but a unique season that you had no league championship to play for. The girls had to pretty much play on their own and play for the school and play to advance as far as they could in postseason competition.
That's right. It was definitely something different for us to look at this season. No league championship. There were only three teams in the actual league, and so it was kind of a disappointment, and a lot of the teams are going to the mixed teams, and that means that the girls are competing in the boys' season in the spring.
Okay, well, we don't remember Oneana when, there were girls there that played right alongside. Tiffany Hurley was one that I remember that just she could play with any guy, and that was good, and it gave them the opportunity. But it seems like the fall sport, it's so heavily girls' sports, and with declining enrollment, that's just tough to keep.
Right.
But you had 17 on your team.
Well, yeah, I'm very lucky. I am probably one of the most blessed coaches in Section 4. My players love to play the game. They come out for the love of the sport. I look for, specifically for students that are doing nothing, and I take them and hopefully make them into tennis players.
And tennis, like bowling, golf, and other sports like that, can play for a long, long time and keep you in shape.
They absolutely can, and that's one of the reasons why I'm able to sell the program, you know, to so many girls, because they're going to be able to do this for the rest of their lives.
And let's turn our attention to not only the athletics, but the academics. And you are the only Sydney team to have earned, and I do mean earned, with a 94-plus average, a New York State Scholar Athlete Award. So congratulations, and I'll give you a minute or so to talk about that.
Thank you. I'm couldn't be prouder of the girls and the program. The nice thing is, you know, you get people like Bryn Davey, who is near and dear to your heart, of course. You know, she valedictorian of the senior class, and, you know, she comes out her junior year blessed with a lot of athletic ability, and I'm able to, you know, make her into a tennis player, and she brings that 95 overall average with her, which is a blessing. And, you know, some of the other girls, Rachel Gibbs, 91.3, Jillian Hornbeck, 97.2, Kathleen Lennon, 95.9, Rachel Maxwell, 93.6, Brianna Miner, 95.1, Chunyun Pan, 92.7, Nicole Reiner, 94.4, and Hope Van Buren, 94.0. Couldn't be prouder of these ladies than anybody anybody in Section 4.
16 of the 17 making honor roll, at least, or better.
Oh, so, yes, at least or better.
Phenomenal. Have to cut it short, but I think we said all we needed to say. Congratulations. I'm sure you will work through this participation thing, but we know that they'll never lack for girls' tennis players in Sydney.
Thank you, Greg.
All right, Lorraine Plyzik, longtime coach, longtime friend as well, and always doing the most for her kids all the way through. And 18-17 is our score. I thank her very much. About a minute away from starting our second half, we'll take a brief timeout. You're listening to Live Tri-Town High School Basketball on WCDO.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes that the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
We're specialists in you. Vibrant Eye Care Associates. We care about the way you see, you'll find it's true. We take care of your eyes and we take care of you. It's what you'd expect our doctors to do.
FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Ow. Oh, Maravito Halftime Report brought to you by Maravito Energy Products, celebrating 85 years of delivering you top-notch customer service. 563 Heat, 563 HEAT. JV Game 1 tonight by the Lady Wars of Sydney, 40-25. It was a fast game, which meant we started early as well. And the game right now, Sydney had a 17-7 lead. BG Girls came back, and they lead 18-17. We start the second half with Sydney having the basketball on the right side, and Kelsey Decker tries to get her team in the lead and does exactly that. She doubles her output on the first shot of the second half. Sydney has gone back into the lead, 20-18, the first three-pointer of the ball game. And while the ball goes out of bounds to set up a BG play, I want to thank Lorraine Plyzik very much for her consenting to interview. She had so many Athlete of the Week selections years ago, boys and girls. Oh, my goodness, a three-point shot by Abby Smith, and she got bumped. There was no call, but it went in, and it does count for three. She's now got 7 points. It's 21-20. So we go from no three-pointers to the first two shots of the second half being three-pointers, both going in. 21-20, BG by one. Sydney spreading out the offense. Decker, three-pointer left side, and the ball, the net still is tangled. Kelsey hoping to untangle it with a shot, but it fell short. And the net remains tangled, and it's out of bounds on the other side, and fortunately, one of the experienced referees has noted the tangled net. Maybe in this quiet Jimmy heard me talking about it. So Morgan Bullis has volunteered to make a layup on the other side. Now, if that happened in regulation, that's 2 points for Sydney, but not in this case. All right, 21-20, 7:06 to go in the third quarter. Come on, a little levity here in the local rival game here that's had three lead changes in the last three shots of the ball game. It is Bethany Carl, an air ball short on the right elbow, and nobody could chase that down in time. It's turned back over to the Lady Bobcats. Sydney had some success in the first quarter against the press, and there's some more success with Riley Janung stealing the pass. They give her room to shoot. She doesn't shoot. My goodness. Oh, my goodness. Well, she's got the ball and bounce pass down for McLennan, hoping to lead Brianna to a simple turnaround to the layup, but she could not hang on to the basketball, and it's out of bounds. Sydney ball will be Sydney ball, though, because it got deflected, so there was a reason for that. It'll be Carl right into the hands of Kelsey Decker around a screen, and off screen, I should say, and Decker with both baskets of the third quarter for Sydney, and the lead makes it the fourth lead change in four shots, starting with the layup by Taylor Palmateer to close the first half out. Gave BG their first lead, so our first lead change. We've had three shots in the third quarter, all leading to a change of superior score. Nice cross-court pass to Palmateer from the left side. Oh, the string is broken. And on the run, Bethany Carl with a rebound. Coming up the right side. Thought about a crossover, but well defended by Morgan Bullis. A wild pass to the left for Janung. Now to Kelsey Decker, and Decker comes around in the paint. A scoop to the hoop, and it's good. 10 points for Decker. Seven in this quarter. Three consecutive shots. In four shots, making three. It's 24-21 Sydney. 5:49 to go, third quarter. Sydney Press, nice quick pass up ahead. One-on-one. Here comes Palmateer against McLennan. Can't make the shot. Bullis trailing on the play, gets the rebound, and Taylor Crom, who had three fouls, might have gotten her fourth, and yes, she just did. Once again, that will be not a good situation for Sydney. But Morgan Bullis got the position and the hustle. Inbounds pass comes to Palmateer. Janung knocked the ball away briefly. Michaela Finkbeiner's in the game for the first time. Three-point shot short by Palmateer. Janung tried for the rebound. It's now, bodies tumbling on the floor. I'm not sure about the diving end of things, but Janung with a headband having to readjust. I don't know if she was wincing in pain or stifling a laugh at the way everybody tripped over her. Oh, well, 24-21 the score, 5:19 to play. Sydney up by three, but BG with the ball. Carl, hounding Abby Smith defensively, and the ball went out of bounds. I thought it was deflected by Sydney, but it wasn't. It will be Sydney's basketball. Now BG's turn to show a little pressure defense. Decker, a jump pass over to Carl. Carl to the middle for Finkbeiner. There's no D in that one. All right, Decker. There's a D in Decker, and she's got the basketball on the right side. They swing it around to the left. Carl, right back to Janung at the top of the key. Janung, bounce pass for McLennan. Nope. Stepping in to steal it is Reifenberg. To Abby Smith. Smith to the right side for Palmateer from 15 feet. It's off the rim. Rebound by Bethany Carl. Carl will bring the ball up. BG backs up the defense to set up what looks like a 2-3 zone. 4.5 minutes to go. Into the corner, around the screen is Decker. Bounce pass inside for McLennan, out of bounds off her hands. It will be BG's ball. Now BG to inbound against the press for Sydney. Carl almost stole the ball, but came up empty. It'll be a stop and pop for Smith. The lefty misses the shot. Rebounded by Carl. Janung was by herself under the Sydney basket, but Carl had some business to attend to, did not get it. Oh, McLennan had the ball in her hands by accident. The ball deflected off three people, and it landed in her hands. She took a shot, missed it, but was fouled by Reifenberg. That will be Torrey's first. BG not in any kind of foul trouble whatsoever. Sydney's only second time at the line tonight. Kelsey Decker was 1-for-2 in the first half. BG was 4-for-12. Second shot for McLennan. One of their better free throw shooters. She's got a good style, and it's very consistent. 2-for-2 for McLennan. It's now 26-21 Sydney by 5. Bobcats get over half court pretty easily this time against some good defense by Sydney. It's number 11 against number 11. Carl and Smith. Abby Smith goes to Bullis. Nice move around Decker, but can't hit the layup. The rebound, though, by Ferreira. She misses. Bullis missed it. Had three golden opportunities inside for BG. Came up empty. Sydney gets away with some poor defense that time. But that's basketball. Decker crossed the court to Carl, who dribbles over half court. crossover down to Decker. She's open for three, right side, just short, and it's out of bounds. Boy, it was online because she was right in between myself and the basket. I thought it was online to go in, but it was online, but short. Bullis out jumps the defender for the ball. Smith to Palmateer on the run, but off her fingertips and turned over to Sydney. 3:18 to go in the third quarter, and a timeout asked for by Bob Conway. The first of many second-half timeouts by these coaches. So it's 26-21 Sydney, mid-third quarter. You're listening to Live Tri-Town High School Basketball on WCDL.
Hi, this is Bill Thomas from Sydney Auto Body. Did you know that it's your choice? If you need auto body repair service, you choose who does the work on your vehicle. And I'm proud to say that for over 40 years, Sydney Auto Body has been a top choice by Tri-County area residents. We offer quality, reliable work performed by trained professionals. We use the most up-to-date frame and unibody measuring equipment and the DuPont paint mixing system. So remember, if you need auto body work, it's your choice. And I hope you'll choose Sydney Auto Body, 21 Union Street in beautiful downtown Sydney, 563-8200.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Craig Davey back at Sydney High School welcoming people from Littleton, Colorado tonight, Jacksonville and Spring Hill, Florida, Englewood, Kansas, Newark, California, among the many folks who are online tonight listening to this ball game. Sydney represented very well tonight at home, looking for an upset. They gave up 11 straight points to surrender the lead to BG, but they have come back strong in the third quarter, lead by five with 3 minutes to go. Carl from the left side, nothing but net for Bethany Carl, who put it up from about 16 feet on the left side. Her first point since very early in the game. It's 28-21. Bullis, side by side with Kelsey Decker defensively, gives it off to Abby Smith, who did not play in this first quarter for BG. It's part of the reason Sydney got off to a lead. They utilized the lack of a ball handler for BG to the caliber of Abby Smith. She is their point guard. She's got the ball now. They spread the ball, got a motion thing going. 4 seconds on the shot clock. Smith backing in. Turnaround is no good. The ball is rebounded by McLennan, but she got the ball taken right out of her hands by Tori Reifenberg. I think there was a lot of indecision because the buzzer sounded and they played on. And that was because Abby Smith made the took the shot. I can't remember if it hit the rim or not. It could have stopped the action, but they continued to play. And indecision on McLennan's part led to Reifenberg coming to the line. She's 1-for-2 so far, but misses on the first try. That foul on Bethany Carl is her third. Reifenberg, second shot, is no good. Bad free throw shooting for BG has played into this tonight. Reifenberg, though, on a loose ball, tussled with Carl. Those two were tussled before with a foul by Carl. Looks like substitution here. Before the buzzer can sound, it's Alyssa Rivera coming in, replacing Reifenberg in the BG lineup. And with that comes another short timeout by Coach Bob Conway. We'll stay right here, tease the lineup for the next few games. And this is what's on the schedule. It could change. Tomorrow night, Bainbridge Guilford Sydney Boys, BG now, who had been state-ranked, now having a couple of losses recently, sort of settling into the middle of the pack, could still be capable of an upset against the undefeated Sydney Warriors, winners of 11 straight. That game tomorrow night at 7:15. Wednesday, the 30th of January, BG girls at Unadilla Valley. And then Thursday, January 31st, Unitigo hosting Unadilla Valley boys, with Justin Hofer scoring his 1,000th point recently. You know, with less games being played in a schedule, it's hard to believe there have been two players this year scoring 1,000 points in the MAC, but they did. Justin Hofer for the boys and Miranda Drummond of Harpersville for the girls. Well, an easy inbounds pass went through the hands of Bethany Carl, and just like that, it's turned back over to BG, trailing by 7, though. 28-21, 2:16 to go in the third quarter. We got plenty of drama left in this one. And we're glad you're tuned in or logged on. Bullis goes to Rivera around the screen. Her low arc shot misses, and coming from behind, it looks like probably a foul on Taylor Palmateer, because she came in from behind to bruise her way to the rebound. Palmateer's second foul. And BG with three fouls now, and Sydney with only two. Sydney getting through the press pretty decently, but a trap. Carl gets away from Bullis. Nice job by Bethany Carl, and then draws the foul. That's going to go against Morgan Bullis. I've got her down for two. And underneath, Sydney will inbound. This time, instead of Decker, it'll be Carl. It is out to Janung, way out on the offense for Sydney. Bobcats extending their zone. Janung to the elbow for Finkbeiner, to Decker. Sealed off by Ferreira, and an offensive foul, a push-off called on Kelsey Decker. And that will give the ball back to Bainbridge-Guilford. Foul is number two on Decker. It's a non-shooting situation, obviously, as an offensive foul. So BG on the court. Yeah, there you go. The net was tangled again from Bethany Carl's swish. So it's Morgan Bullis, Abby Smith, Megan Ferreira, Alyssa Rivera, and Taylor Palmateer. Very small lineup in for Bob Conway's team, but then again, he said year after year, he's never been blessed with a tall team. Smith, left elbow shot, partially blocked and rebounded by Decker. Decker strong with the right hand, will bring it up the right side. Around a screen, and a blocking foul on number 23. That's Megan Ferreira, who will get cited for her first foul. Sydney inbounds with Finkbeiner going to Bethany Carl. There's also Riley Janung, Kelsey Decker, and Brianna McLennan in there. Carl goes as deep as she can go, then kicks it back to Finkbeiner, gives it right back to Carl. Bounce pass in there to Finkbeiner. Off to McLennan, who kicks it over to Janung. And another shot by Janung that goes through, her second of the game, from about the same spot, only on the opposite side of the court. So 30-21, a 9-point lead. Sydney has made it go back up. Smith through a double team, called for the travel. Well defended that time by Sydney, because it took Abby Smith an extra step to get through that double team. 43 seconds, clock running in the third quarter. Sydney back up by 9. They led by as much as 10. Uh-oh, there's a bad pass. It's going to go out of bounds, not touched by a BG defender. It will be Bobcats' ball. So Betsy Holden comes into the ball game. There's where the size gets bigger for BG. She is 6'1", a junior. And Rivera will sit down. She's had 2-minute spurts here and there. There's Carl with a nice deny defense, knocking the ball away as they tried to pass along the near sideline where the BG bench is. Bench meaning row of chairs. All right, the inbound comes to Smith, who's guarded by Bethany Carl. Again, that's a really good matchup. Decker and Bullis has been a good matchup, too, and they've got the ball now. Or Bullis got the ball, and Decker's the defender. Now it's Palmateer from the elbow. Her shot's good. Taylor Palmateer, her second basket, 5 points overall, 16 seconds to go. Sydney trying to get a shot off that can mean something, although Decker's driving into a double team and is called for the travel. She made a spin move that took an extra step. Kind of forced that one. Gives the ball back to BG. What can they do before the buzzer? There's 6 seconds to go. Bullis sets the screen for Smith. Zigging and zagging. A layup. No good. Rebound by Holden. She can't get a shot off. So Sydney dodges a big bullet that time. 30-23 Sydney by 7 as we head into the fourth quarter. If Sydney can win, it would be their biggest win of the year. If BG can come back to win, it'll be a great comeback. So stick around. It's live Tri-Town High School Basketball on your local sports leader, WCDO.
Some auto dealers focus on sales, and others are more focused on service. At Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, you get the complete package. A friendly, knowledgeable, trustworthy sales staff combined with an experienced service department that's second to none. Butler Auto has over 120 vehicles, every make and model, from Hondas, Nissans, and Toyotas to Fords, Chevys, Chryslers, and many more. See the incredible selection at Butler Auto Sales, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. Butler Auto Sales proudly supports high school sports on WCDO.
Jessef House Building Supplies in Sydney Center knows all about indoor projects for the home. Projects that include energy-saving steps you can actually do yourself. House Building Supplies carries all the familiar names. They provide the best materials for both the professional and do-it-yourselfer. Walk through the store and showroom area. You'll find many ideas to help improve your home's safety and appearance. Jessef House Building Supplies, with everything to build anything for over 90 years. Downtown Sydney Center.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Well, points are not plentiful in this game, to be sure, because of two teams that have struggled on offense, but the defense in places has been very good. And right now, Sydney, the girls holding a 30-23 lead. The first two shots of the third quarter, a three-pointer for each side, and that's been it. But other than that, it has been back and forth. We've had four lead changes, and inside, Betsy Holden misses a shot, rebound by Megan Ferreira. Ferreira, not known for her offense, but definitely known for her defense, got the offensive rebound and put it back up. And the possession error needed to be changed. Good thing the refs are alert. And a ball by Decker, a bounce pass that gets kicked away by Abby Smith. BG going with Smith. And Bullis and Holden and Palmateer and Ferreira playing a zone press right now. Carl, Decker, Finkbeiner, Janung, and McLennan. And Decker, with nowhere to go, got caught up in that double team again. And Coach Aldrich alertly calls timeout. 7:27 to go in this one. Again, we'll stay here because I was hoping to get the standings coming back from Las Vegas trip. To the best of my knowledge, BG is fourth, or tied for third, actually, with two losses. Harpersville now with two losses in the MAC girls. UV, I do not know their record, but I believe they've only lost once. And Unitigo is, I believe, undefeated. I don't have their stuff in front of me. I'm only keeping Sydney and BG stuff right now. Tomorrow night I should have all that information, he said, covering his tracks. 7:24 to go. Sydney coming out of the timeout. It is Finkbeiner to Carl. Carl inside to McLennan. McLennan, nice bounce pass to Decker underneath, but she passes instead to Finkbeiner, misses the shot. Rebound by Abby Smith. Crossing through traffic, cuts it down to Bullis. Nice pass down to Morgan. Bullis off the glass, good. Great play by Bullis and Smith. So Morgan Bullis, who has held scoreless in the third quarter, comes up with a bucket now off a good pass by Abby Smith. It's 30-27, and the Bobcats just came up with another steal, courtesy of Megan Ferreira. Taking the ball away from Bethany Carl. Smith now playing against the defense of Bethany Carl. Decker guarding at Morgan Bullis. That's been those two have been the matchups. McLennan guarding Betsy Holden inside, and Holden takes the traffic away. Bullis misses the shot, tried to save it, could not. And the ball is out of bounds. Sydney's basketball with a three-point lead. If you're just tuning in or logging on, or you have been and you did not hear this, BG has a seven-game win streak right now, and they do not have the most powerful team this year. Shot by Riley Janung misses, and the rebound tapped by Bullis to Bullis, driving down on the right side, is fouled. And if that's on 11, which it is, that's Bethany Carl's fourth foul, and she is a vital component of this Sydney team, and she's just picked up her fourth foul. And at the line, Morgan Bullis with a two-shot situation, and Bullis makes her first free throw in five attempts. We've had no ties, but we've had four lead changes on four consecutive shots spanning the second and third quarters. Well, it's the second shot. No arc again, but also good. Awkward, but successful. 30-29. There's a bad pass. Link on the defense, and Janung steals it right back. Taylor Palmateer had the steal, and coming right back, Janung. Surprising Palmateer with a steal, but it went out of bounds, and it's BG's ball. Chance for them to take the lead. They're on an 8-point run. They were trailing 30-21. So Sydney has given up two big streaks, and one streak still alive. Holden out there on the right wing. Tallest player on the court, but the farthest away from the basket. Pass to the left side for Palmateer. Sealed off there by Michaela Finkbeiner. Driving in is Bullis, and she draws the foul on Kelsey Decker. And for Kelsey Decker, that's foul number three. So Bullis at the line on a two-foul shot streak. BG, though, just 6 for 18. That's 33% from the free throw line. Three in a row now for Morgan Bullis. And there's our first tie of the ball game. Second shot is off the back of the rim. Holden with a rebound. Puts it back up a little too gently. Decker and Bullis tied up with the basketball. It'll be Sydney's chance on the 50-50 ball. We're tied at 30, so the streak's still alive. Hannah Wood came in for Bethany Carl. Didn't want to let that detail go unnoticed. Decker trying to avoid a double team. She goes right into the double team, and a traveling violation as Smith and Ferreira combine to make the steal, or the turnover, I should say. Decker's done that four times in this game, right in front of me. Timeout asked for by Coach Bob Conway, and it's a full timeout. We've got 5:28 of basketball left, at least, with a tie score of 30-30, you're listening to Live Tri-Town High School Basketball on WCDO.
Are you ready? Cold winter weather, tough vehicle starts, difficult driving conditions. Stop at Sydney Tire, your family vehicle safety center. They can evaluate your tires and antifreeze level. The experienced staff at Sydney Tire can help you to maintain your vehicle in top condition through the cold winter months. So stop in or call Sydney Tire today. Located on Route 7 between Sydney and Unadilla. Call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire.
A.O. Fox Hospital of Oneonta is a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO. A.O. Fox has been caring for families in the Tri-County area for over 100 years and is proud to feature the same technology as some of today's leading cancer centers. A.O. Fox supports high school sports on WCDO and wishes our local teams the best of luck.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Well, I mentioned it once before. I'll mention it again. We've got folks logging in from all over this great United States, as far west as Newark, California, as far south as Spring Hill and Jacksonville, Florida, in the nation's heartland of Englewood, Kansas, and out in the mountain states of Littleton, Colorado. I'm not going to say to whom they are rooting or for whom they are rooting. We're just glad they're logging on because it makes this live stream thing a really cool concept for WCDO Sports. I would never have known this 25 years ago. All right, BG with the basketball. Abby Smith had a chance to drive in the left lane. She got sealed off. She drifts a pass into Morgan Bullis, who makes a great catch. Missed it. Betsy Holden can't hit it. Follow up. She gets a second chance and does make it. So we're back to BG up by two, and the streak continues for the Bobcats, scoring 11 points in a row. And there's another turnover, a fast pass by Wood over to Decker right through her hands, right to the scorer's table. So it's turned back over to BG, leading by two with just under 5 minutes to go in this ballgame. Smith, strong with a left hand, but she's dribbling right this time to the right wing for Megan Ferreira. Ferreira holds the ball, goes to Palmateer from outside, missed it. Holden has one, two tries at it, missed them both. BG fans expecting a third opportunity that did not come, but she stayed with it. And a girl of that size can sometimes get called for over the back or over the top, but she did not get called for that. She's gotten a bunch of offensive rebounds in this fourth quarter. Sydney now getting it through. Decker for three. It's good! And Sydney takes the lead back again. Top of the key, nothing but net with Decker. And now a steal for Sydney, Riley Janung. Sydney back to the momentum factor here. It is McLennan in the right corner. Back out to Wood. A change of defense for BG, it seems like, or at least an offensive energy burst for Sydney. Wood to the right side for Janung. Gets around Palmateer. Six-footer. Missed it. Rebound, Bullis. Morgan Bullis with another rebound. Up the floor to looking for Palmateer and off her fingertips. My goodness. Twice, it looks like Sydney was trying to run away with it. BG scores 11 in a row to take the lead. You think BG's on a roll now, and Sydney comes back, and they lead by one, 33-32. Riley Janung and Hannah Wood playing the guard for Sydney. They will probably let Wood shoot from the outside. They'll let Janung shoot from the outside. It's no good. Decker with the offensive rebound. Puts the ball on the floor. Kicks it over to the McLennan. A six-footer right side. Oh, around the rim. No good. Rebound by Finkbeiner and kicks it out to Hannah Wood, who keeps the ball. Now passes to the right side for Janung. Janung lofts the pass into McLennan, but over the top of her head comes Betsy Holden, knocking the ball out of bounds. A fresh 30-second clock. The inbound comes to Wood, open for a 12-footer right side. Off the rim, no good. Decker charging in for the rebound. It's loose. It's Bullis with the ball. Decker lost her balance. Here comes a two-on-one. It's Abby Smith left side. Missed it. Bullis with a rebound. It missed. The ball is still alive inside. And it's Bullis missing a shot. And now Decker trying to get out from the pack. And there's a foul called on Morgan Bullis, and that's her third. A flurry of shots for BG on the offensive end. Some of the girls starting to look a little tired right now. 3:21 left in this ballgame. Sydney by 1, 33-22 would be their biggest win of the season and their fourth of the season. Hannah Wood, Riley Janung into the corner for McLennan. Back out to Janung. Coming around a screen is Decker. Uh-oh, she's going to commit the backcourt violation. Janung rushed the pass. Decker could not get to the half-court stripe. You know, what was it, 5-6 years ago, that was not a rule. You could go backcourt in the girls. 33-32, Sydney by one. Abby Smith to Morgan Bullis. Bullis driving left side. Goes up awkwardly. Knocks over Riley Janung. No call either way. The ball just goes out of bounds. 2:52 left, and Bob Conaway wants another timeout, and he will get it. It will be a full timeout. Again, 2:52 left in this ball game, maybe more. 33-32, Sydney by one. You're listening to Live Tri-Town High School Basketball on WCDL.
It's all about you. It's all about you.
The more we know you and your financial goals, the more easily we can help you achieve them. Talk to us. Come on in and find out why so many of your neighbors use us for all their financial needs. Come by and see how easy it is to become an owner of your own financial institution. SFCU, federally insured by NCUA. We're all about you.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Back at Sydney High School, probably, I would say, maybe 25% crowd here. Are there that many people sitting at home in this cold winter night listening or logging on? I'd like to think so. A quick stat for you here. Bainbridge-Guilford shooting 7 for 20 from the line. It's 40%. 40%, and Sydney shooting just 3 for 4, 75%, making the most of their minimal free throws. Oh, Hannah Wood double-teamed, and Coach Brad Aldrich, that rule that I don't know when it was implemented, but it allowed a coach to make a timeout call from way across, just happened. because Hannah Wood was double teamed and she had nowhere to go. It was well defended by the BG Lady Bobcats. Now we can kind of give some scores here. There were six lead changes and just one tie in this game. It was 30-30. Leading score for Sydney right now, Kelsey Deck with 13, including two three-pointers. 6 points for Bethany Carl. BG is led by Morgan Bullis with 14, make that 15 points. She is 3-for-8 from the foul line. And after that, it is Abby Smith, 7 points, including the only three-pointer the Bainbridge Guilford Bobcats have made. One of the recent games for BG in the win over Green when it was 26-23, here's a fun fact for you. No three-pointers made by either side. I don't think I've ever seen a game or I've broadcast a game, boys or girls, that has not had at least one three-pointer made. And I was talking this morning with a bunch of guys, and I remember the year that the three-pointer came in, 1987-88. Sydney had a guy by the name of Mike Borden who actually wound up playing, I think, minor league baseball, but he loved to shoot from the outside. And so what was a two-point shot his junior year became a three-point shot his senior year. He was licking his chops going into the season. And some of those early games, guys were making 5 and 6 three-pointers in a game. I thought it was a miracle, but there have been games that have been 9 and 10 by one individual. There's a hold call as Sydney inbounds against the press. Riley Janung being held on the play, and that foul will be called on number one. Oh, I take that back. It's a foul on Riley Janung. That's her first. Both teams with 6 fouls. Sydney in much deeper foul trouble than Bainbridge Guilford, including Bethany Carl with 4, or Taylor Crown with 4, rather. Yeah, Bethany Carl with 4 and Taylor Crown with 4. Got it both right. Decker takes the ball away from Megan Ferrara, and coming from behind, Morgan Bullis said, no, you can't take it away from my player. I'll take it away from you. And by that time, the whistle blew, and it was 2 thumbs up by the official. 33-32, Sydney by 1, 2:26 to go. The chess match continues. Paul Mateer trying to get around Bethany Carl, who's back in the ballgame. And a ball off of the fingertips of Abby Smith, but not necessarily her fault because it was off the fingertips of another player before her. So it was bang, bang, bang. All right, Carl, right back to Crom. Nice defensive work by Abby Smith, who got a piece of the ball, and then Crom got a piece of the ball. So another bang, bang play, this time in favor of BG. So 33-32, and Bob Conway says, I like using all my timeouts in the same quarter. I'm going to use another one. We'll take a break, 2:18 left in this one, 33-32, Sydney. You're listening to Live Tri-Town High School Basketball on WCDO.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support the area's young athletes and wish our local teams the best of luck. Sports plays an important role in students' development into adulthood, and C.H. Landers is happy to be part of WCDO's live game coverage. C.H. Landers has been serving families in distress for over 50 years and will continue to be there for you and your family. C.H. Landers Funeral Home, located at 21 Main Street in Sydney, wishing our local teams the best of luck.
Hello, this is Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneonta. Neighbors Insurance describes the friendly help you'll receive from agents who understand the language of insurance. We're the neighbors who can help you choose the right coverage for your insurance needs, auto, home, or business. We also specialize in group health insurance. You can find Neighbors Insurance on Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, and on Main Street in the east end of Oneonta. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
Well, I said this before, time for a repeat. The points have been few, but the drama has been high. 33-32. Every few seconds counts a lot here. Sydney playing defense against Bainbridge Guilford, who has a half-court offense ready to go. Morgan Bullis might have lost the chance to dribble. She did. Abby Smith came back out, recognized it, and got the ball. Now BG goes into their motion offense to the left side for Bullis. Picked up by Decker. She's got 3 fouls. Bullis not intending to drive at all. Goes to Palmateer. Back to Bullis. She took an extra step before putting the ball on the floor. So jumped the gun a little bit. Sydney gets the ball back. Here comes Alyssa Rivera coming in for Betsy Holden. And no doubt getting Holden on the offense and Rivera on the defense. Nice long pass to McLennan. Gives it off to Riley Janung. So they beat the press. Here it comes down the floor. Janung backs out. Goes to Carl. Looks like Sydney's trying to milk the clock here, but they only have a one-point lead. Decker to Carl, making BG possibly expand their defense, I guess. Decker coming in and try to squeeze through a double team on the spin. Could have been called for travel, but wasn't, and missed the shot. The ball went out of bounds. Touched last by Taylor Palmateer of BG, so Sydney catches a break and gets a new shot clock. Out to Janung. She's on the right side. Crossover dribble. Passes inside for McLennan, but a bad pass by Janung. Tipped away by Palmateer, recovered by Bullis. Here comes BG, a chance to take the lead again. Smith from the right side. Off the rim, just off the rim. Janung tried for the rebound, but fell down. It will be Bainbridge-Guilford's ball underneath their basket, trailing by one with a minute 16 to go. It's been a long time since points have been registered in this game. Kelsey Decker started the quarter with a three-pointer for Sydney to take the lead after BG had scored a bunch in a row to take the lead after it was tied 30-30. Left side, it's Bullis driving baseline. And nice little touch move by Morgan Bullis with 17 points. So a timeout asked for by Bob Conway. I think he might have, no, he has none left. 55.3 seconds to go. 34-33, that will be officially our 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7th lead change in this ball game. If you said coming into the season, doing Bainbridge-Guilford-Sydney girls, what would that be like? I would think Sydney with a little bit more experience, because BG lost such experienced players in Shania Vandermark and Randy Conway. If you've kept up on BG with the alumni, you've got Randy Conway at Broome Community College playing with Harpersville graduate Emily McElwain. Chelsea Rose is out there playing. I see Corinna Regal just got Player of the Week for SUNY Canton. You got Shania Vandermark, who was playing at SUNY Delhi until she had an injury. I'm not sure if she's back yet or not. So at least four players playing ball. Mariah Schaefer, one of my favorite players, who, because of the depth of team that Bob Conway had 5-6 years ago, was mostly coming off the bench. She became an outstanding and 1,000-point scorer for Marywood. Of course, Randy Conway's the niece of Bob Conway, and her two older sisters, Nicole and Danielle, both played at Broome Community College. So if you said, you know, coming into this game, would Sydney have the advantage? Yeah, probably a little bit more experience. And then BG has ripped off 7 wins in a row against teams of all sizes and abilities. And most of it's been done with crafty defense. So with Sydney coming out with 2 big leads and then BG coming back, well, it's just another testimony to BG never giving up. Carl against the double team is going to pass. They're going to pass their way over half court. Nicely done. Oh, long pass. Almost stolen away, but Janung has it at the foul line. Inside to McLennan. She has the ball. She lost the ball. She got the ball back. The ball is still free, and BG has it with 36 seconds to go. So a nice, oh, there's Janung with a steal. She picks it up, and she's got a layup, and, oh, she missed it. Carl goes up, and Janung slams the face on the floor. Oh, my goodness, the layup missed, but more importantly, there's a push of some kind. Well, she gets up, and she's going to get, I'm not sure if it's a foul after the shot. There are two referees are discussing it. So the shot was The shot was taken. The ball was coming down off the rim and she got pushed. And the foul will be on Morgan Bullis. Now that's the first time BG's got a player with 4. So Riley Janung, they're just making sure she's okay in this era of concussion safety awareness. So Geelong at the line for the first time tonight, and Sydney for only the third time tonight. It's a 1-1. It's up, and it's no good. Rebound loose. It's Geelong with it. Inside to McLennan, right through her hands. And now another possession arrow, and who gets it? Sounds like an Ammon Costello routine. Who gets it? Sydney. And that means Brad Aldridge wants timeout. 21.6 seconds to go. Oh, my goodness. Sydney, 3-for-5 from the line. They have not gotten there very much, but that was a chance to tie the score. One free throw can be the difference in this ballgame. Hannah Wood's going to be coming into the ballgame. On offense, not sure whose place she is taking. Might be Riley Janung's. I'm not sure. Riley might have got her bell rung. Morgan Bullis, though, picks up her fourth foul, but the sophomore is the leading scorer in this game with 17 points. She was held scoreless in the third quarter when Sydney broke away again. If you're just tuning in or logging on, Sydney got out to a 17-7 lead early in the second quarter. BG then methodically scored the next 11 points, including a buzzer beater to take an 18-17 halftime lead. The lead changed hands on three consecutive shots in the third quarter, including a three-pointer by Kelsey Decker, then a three-pointer by Abby Smith, the only one for BG in this game, and then right back to Sydney taking a lead, and they had a 30-23 lead at the end of the third quarter. BG tied it up at 30 and scored the next 4 points after that, so another 11-point run for Bainbridge-Guilford to take a 34-30 lead. Or no, 32, I'm sorry, 32-30. Sydney then scored another three with Kelsey Decker. That's the only points for Sydney in this quarter. They now have the ball back trailing by one with 21.6 seconds to go. The pass comes out to Hannah Wood. They're going to try to set up either Carl or Decker. They go inside to Decker. Saves the ball. Shot by Carl from the outside. Misses. Ball rebounded by Decker. Goes up. Missed it. And a shot missed by Crom. 6.4 seconds to go. Sydney's going to have to foul, but they won't be able to. Wood finally comes in with 1.1 seconds to go. Sydney with a couple of golden opportunities. And Bainbridge-Guilford did not give up. That'll be a 1-1. As the foul is called on Hannah Wood, only her second. That fact right now very immaterial. So BG players besides the foul shooter, who is Abby Smith, are on the other side of the court. 1-1, and Smith makes the first one. Well, now think about it. With 1.1 second to go, Sydney can actually, with no defense, could actually, if somebody can crank it from half court, have a chance. There's the shot. It's up and good for Smith. And a timeout asked for by Coach Brad Aldridge with 1.1 second to go. We will have our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award. We will have our Mang Insurance Dynamic Defense Award all ready to go for you tonight. My goodness, what a game. And, well, with 1.1 seconds to go, I hearken back to the game in 1998, the year that Sydney beat Bainbridge-Guilford in overtime 83-80 at Hartwick College. Courtney Manningly had 54 points. Sydney's Michelle Irby made one of two free throws. I'm sorry, 81-80 to make it 81-80 in overtime. And with like 0.9 seconds to go, they put the ball into Courtney Manningly, and she still, from half court in a college setting, almost made the shot that would have put BG into the finals against Elmira and Notre Dame. As it was, Sydney just couldn't catch the magic that game. They got hammered by END, but boy, the game of the year and one of the top five games all time that I've ever called in basketball was the 81-80 thriller in February of 1998. It was the year before BG went to the Final Four, and the year that the Sydney boys did win the state championship at Glens Falls. All right, here we go. We're ready for Hannah Wood, who's the best softball player. She'll be cranking. She'll be throwing it long. Do you practice this, or what's going on? She's running the floor. Wood with a fastball outside and low. That's going to go into the scorer's table, and that's going to turn it over to Bainbridge Guilford, and they literally just have to get the ball inbounds, and that'll do it. So the final score in an amazing double comeback, Bainbridge Guilford 36 and Sydney 33. My goodness, that is a local rivalry where you throw out the records and see what happens. So much back and forth and tight, tension-filled basketball tonight. Credit to both teams for never giving up, that's for sure. All right, so I will try to do my best to total things up here, and we'll be back with our post-game show and awards, which the NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award and the Mang Insurance Dynamic Defense Award. That's all coming up, and, of course, the scoring totals and the records of both teams. Now, as BG puts this one in the books for eight in a row, 36-33. You're listening to Live Tri-Town High School Basketball on WCDO.
At NBT Bank, we're committed to delivering the best in community banking. That's why we introduced iStrive, banking for youth and young adults. iStrive offers free checking, debit, and savings accounts that help you build and manage your personal finances, and will be there every step of the way to help you grow your money skills. At NBT Bank, we're as committed as you are to achieving your goals. Visit nbtbank.com/iStrive or call 800-NBT-BANK today. NBT Bank, member FDIC.
Paper or plastic, boxers or briefs, plasma or LCD.
With so many choices in life, it's good to have a little help, especially when it comes to insurance.
White or wheat, vanilla.
That's where Mang Insurance Agency represents a number of insurance companies and can help make the choice that's right for you.
Chicken or beef.
So, for the right choice, contact Mang Insurance Agency to help protect what's important to you. Visit Mang online at mangeinsurance.com to find the location nearest you. Mang is proud to represent fine insurance carriers, including Kemper, a Unitrin business, home office, Jacksonville, Florida.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Hey, Roy. All right, welcome back. Post-game show on WCDO following BG's dramatic, thrilling 36-33 victory over the Sydney Warriors at the home of the Warriors. Mang Insurance is one of our sponsors. They do the Dynamic Defense Award as well. Mang Insurance has served the insurance needs of the Tri-County community for over 100 years. They're proudly supporting local sports on WCDO. At Mang Insurance, we insure your life. Also by NBT, the Outstanding Offense Award sponsor. NBT Bank, putting customers first every single day and happy to support the area's high school athletes. NBT Bank served the community for more than 150 years, member FDIC. All right, well, those of you that were tuning in and those on the streaming audio were treated to not a lot of offense, but a lot of defense, some turnovers, and a lot of drama. I guess drama was the word of the night. I feel like I've been saying it over and over and over. But it was. Tension filled this room, and that's and one reason it was sort of quiet, no doubt about it, but 25% attendance here tonight, and that was part of the reason it was quiet. But Bainbridge Guilford came from 11 points down, or check that, 10 points down at 17-7, and 9 points down at 30-21, two times having 11-point streaks to take the lead, only to see it surrendered back to Sydney, and it was back and forth to the point of 7 lead changes. And because Sydney got off to a 6-0 lead, that 7, that's an odd lead change number, that means the other team wins. So BG winning this one 36-33. Here's the totals for you. Morgan Bullis, the leading scorer in our game tonight, 17 points. 9 for Abby Smith, who did not play in the first quarter but made her presence known. 9 points for her. 2 points for Megan Ferreira. 5 points for Taylor Palmateer, including 1 for 2 from the line. It was 1-for-4, Tori Reifenberg scoring 1 point. Betsy Holden had a basket for 2. That was a big basket at that point as well. And Alyssa Rivera, her first game back for BG, scoring not scoring, but going 0-for-2 from the line. They had 12 two-pointers, just like Sydney, 24 points there. 1 3-pointer, that was the first shot by Abby Smith, where she actually fell down afterwards. And then 9-for-20, not the greatest free-throw shooting night. But you know what? In the fourth quarter, they were 5-for-6. So you take away that 5 for 6, and you got 4 for 12, or 4 for 16, rather. Wait, make that 9 for 20. Wait, that doesn't make sense. 6 plus 16 should be 22. 12, 14, 16, 18, 20. What am I missing here? 4, 2, 4, 6, 8, 2, 2, 4, 2. All right, there were 4 for 14 after three quarters. Now they're 9 for 20. Now that makes sense. All right. For Sydney, they had 13 points for Kelsey Decker, including both 2-point, 3-point shots. Those 3 points that gave Sydney their last lead, the only point scored by Sydney in the quarter. 6 points for Bethany Carl, who was saddled with foul trouble in that second half. 2 points each for Hannah Wood and Taylor Crom. Crom, of course, suffering foul problems. She also sat most of the fourth quarter, or most of the last half. Riley Janong played a game. She was in there all the time because of the foul trouble to the other players. She had to stay in the game. She finished with 4 points, 0 for 1 from the free throw line, missing that 1-1 late. Brianna McLennan, 2 for 2 from the line, 6 points overall. And so Sydney, like I said, with BG also 12 field goals. They had 2 3-pointers and 3 for 5 from the foul line. Big difference in the foul shooting. And BGE not nearly as good a percentage as Sydney, but having 9-3 advantage in that department and a 36-33 win. So NBT Bank Outstanding Offense. In this case, there's no doubt Morgan Bullis will win the Outstanding Offense Award. Not only the high score, but 7 points in that fourth quarter, including 3 free throws in a row. And but more importantly, I mean, when you look in the scorebook, you see points. I mean, and I add mine up cumulatively, so I don't see X's or 3's or anything. I see as the points build up. She had 10 points at halftime. She had no points in the third quarter. Sydney got out to that 9-point lead. And then in the fourth quarter, she scored 7 points, including a couple on some really nice drives to the basket. And that was definitely the difference from the offensive standpoint in this ball game. Also, got to give Kelsey Decker props. She finished with 13 points tonight. Didn't get a chance to hit that three very often. She did hit 2 times, but they put the defensive clamps on her pretty much throughout the ball game. She had to fight for all those points she got. So that's the easy one. The hard one is the Mang Insurance Dynamic Defense Award. And I'm actually going to go to the other side of the coin tonight for Riley Janung for Sydney. She is going to win our Mang Insurance Dynamic Defense Award. I think I just feel she was the bug in the side of the BG ball handlers and came up with a bunch of steals. And, again, I don't think she came off the court until late in the game. So a nice job for her. And a nice job is one of those where you hate to see somebody lose. But BG, got to give them credit. They were down by 10 and came back to lead. They were down by 9 and came back to win, 36-33. So tomorrow night we'll be right back here to see what the boys have in store. BG Sydney boys, always an entertaining matchup, and we're looking forward to that. It will be a 7:15 start, 7 o'clock, with the Chambers and O'Hara Auto Center tip-off show. So thanks to Joe Gardner back at the station and everybody logging on tonight from all around the country. We appreciate your indulgence and your support of live WCDO Sports. So for WCDO Radio Sports, I'm Greg Davey. Have a good night.